From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce Wednesday he's reversing decades of U.S. policy and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But he's also expected to delay moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Mr. Trump made his decision known to several Mideast leaders in phone calls Tuesday.
He did speak with a number of leaders this morning, and he's going to continue to have conversations with relevant stakeholders, but ultimately he'll make what he feels is the best decision for the United States.
Among those leaders he spoke with, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Abbas, Jordan's King Abdullah, Egypt's President el-Sisi, and Saudi King Salman. Nabil Abu Redena is a spokesman for Mr. Abbas.
If the American embassy is going to be moved to Jerusalem, this is against the international law, and this will be unacceptable from our side.
Mr. Abbas warned of the dangerous consequences such a decision will have on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. U.S. Secretary Rex Tillerson in Europe received much the same message from EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, who said the two-state solution must be preserved.
We believe that any action that would undermine these efforts must absolutely be avoided.
Saudi King Salman also warned it would inflame Muslim feelings worldwide. Reports indicate the International Organization for Migration and the African Union hope to return up to 15,000 migrants voluntarily to their home countries from camps in Libya to ease overcrowding. As many as 700,000, mostly African migrants, are believed in dozens of camps across the country. The decision came after video footage was made public showing migrants being sold into slavery. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee, acting on a report on allegations of state-sponsored doping Tuesday, announced it's banning Russia from competing in the upcoming Winter Games in South Korea. Thomas Bach is the IOC president.
The report clearly lays out an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games and sports. The report includes in particular the manipulation of the anti-doping laboratory at the Olympic Winter Games Sochi 2014.
Bach said individual Russians could compete as Olympic athletes from Russia. The IOC also suspended Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov as an IOC member. Zhukov, who said he had apologized to the IOC, called the ruling controversial, but said was glad clean Russian athletes would be able to compete and their team would be called Russian. Deputy Prime Minister Vitaly Mutko was also barred from future participation in Olympic Games. The U.S. Tuesday urged the warring factions in Yemen to end the violence and restart political talks to end the three-year-old conflict. Following the death of the country's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert described the humanitarian crisis in Yemen as desperate.
The humanitarian situation in Yemen remains dire. It really does. And one of the things that we ask for when we speak with our partners in the region, when we speak with the Saudis, is, for example, to allow more humanitarian access in. We know that the people need that so desperately.
Saleh was killed by Houthi rebels after ending his alliance with the Shia rebel group. His son has vowed to lead a campaign against the Houthis. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri Tuesday rescinded his resignation of last month after his coalition government reaffirmed a long-standing policy of non-interference in regional conflict. Hariri's unexpected resignation, announced in Saudi Arabia November 4, ignited a political crisis in Lebanon, where the Iran-backed Hezbollah movement wields considerable influence. Hezbollah has been active on the side of Damascus in Syria's civil war. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has pledged strong U.S. support for the European Union as he met with officials in Brussels.
The partnership between America and the European Union, I think, as everyone knows, is longstanding. It is one that's based upon shared values, shared objectives for security and prosperity on both sides of the Atlantic, and we remain committed to that.
Tillerson met European Union and NATO alliance officials. He'll also travel to Vienna and Paris. Spain's Supreme Court has withdrawn an international arrest warrant for Catalonia's former regional president, Carles Puigdemont, now in self-imposed exile following October's controversial declaration of independence. Tuesday, campaigning officially began for new elections in Catalonia, December 21. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.